This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 116 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, we are continuing on with our action movies that people don't talk about much month. Of course, last week we did John Carter, and this week we are doing 2007's The Kingdom. Now, Alex, when was the last time you saw this, if you had ever seen it?
Honestly, this is the first time me watching this movie. So,
A first time watch. I love a good first time watch. Sometimes it's you, sometimes it's me. So this week it's you. So yes, we're going to be covering The Kingdom, directed by Peter Berg, starring a lot of actors. Honestly, when you watch it, you got to be like, what? This cast is a lot of people I know. But before we get into that, we of course are going to go over some box office numbers and some Rotten Tomatoes reviews, let you guys know what the critics thought, what the audiences thought, and if this made any money. So Alex, please take it away with the box office.
Yeah, so here we go. This is the box office numbers for The Kingdom from 2007. Domestic, $47 million. International, $39 million. Worldwide total of $87 million on a budget of $70 million. Opening, domestic opening, $17 million.
So it didn't really make money, essentially, because if it only made a $10 million difference, and that doesn't include marketing or anything like that. Now, maybe it did okay on video. I don't know, but we'll call it. Well, maybe this is a reason why nobody talks about it, right? I mean, it wasn't a huge hit or anything. This was a Universal. So, all right, either way, let's go to some reviews. Now, critics didn't love it. We'll call it lukewarm, 51% critic score. However, audience score on Rotten Tomatoes for The Kingdom, 76%. So people seem to enjoy the movie, even though they didn't necessarily go spend their money to watch it. But critics didn't like it so much.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I can't wait to tap into this because I could see why the audience is more than the critics. But again, remember, me and you talked about this a lot of times, that the critics break these movies down to like every molecule, to like, you know what I mean? Where the audience is just there to watch it for entertainment purposes. So it's kind of interesting why the audience is higher now than the critics.
And the audience pays. The critics usually watch it for free. So
they got screeners.
They got screeners. All right. So before we go into it, we're going to take all those numbers and chuck them out the window. It doesn't matter. We're giving this movie a clean slate. Me and Alex, no box office don't matter. Critics don't matter. We're going to tell you what we think. Now, Alex, of course, when I host, you get to go first. So we're going to go ahead and go with the lead. Now, this is an ensemble, but Jamie Foxx is the lead of the team, I guess, for lack of a better term. So go ahead and take it away.
Yeah, so Jamie Foxx plays Ronald Fury? Fury, something like that. But anyway, I call him Ronald in this one. Ronald. He's really good in this movie. Not as much in the spotlight, because again, this is one of the best casts I think I've seen for a type of movie like this. And I'm not going to lie. You got Jennifer Gardner, because I have it in front of me, so you could know while we're doing this. Yep. Jennifer Gardner's in it, and everyone knows I love her. Jason Bateman,
yeah.
And then Chris Cooper, which are the four FBI agents that are sent into the Middle East to investigate an explosion. Yo, let me just tell you, okay, I'm not going to even talk about it because that stuff was all action. So, but I'm going to tell you, this is the type of movie that I'm into. And I'm a sucker for conspiracy movies. I love Jack Bauer's 24 style. So Green Zone with Matt Damien, that is my stuff up there. Like, that's my type of movies. Anything that has that type of 24 feel, that's this guy right here. And this is right there. Jamie Foxx plays a FBI agent that's not too macho, if you know what I mean. Like, he's going to run in there and save somebody. But he's very tough because he is an FBI agent. He's the head of this squad. They don't go much into the
whole
rankings.
They're like investigators. More than anything.
Yeah, so it's not like they got these different ranking systems. But you can see that Jamie Foxx is more the experience in what he does over each of these characters. And the reason why I keep talking in with the other characters, because they all complement each other as a group. So I didn't want to single them out during this review, because he's really good as the leader. Jennifer Garner's really good as the supporting leader. And then you got Jason Bateman, which is Adam. He's more the clown, but he's really good at statistics and all videos and all that and handling evidence. That's what he does. And then you got Chris Cooper, who plays Grant. He's the bomb expert. So it's pretty cool how this is team of four. They go there. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, it's one of the best characters. I love each trait. They're all good. And they're investigating one of their friends who got blown up. So it gets even better. It gets very emotional. Jamie Foxx leads this whole group. It's very good. I was in for a treat, dude. He is very good. When the action picked up, he picked up that machine gun. It was very good. When he got angry, emotional, there was a lot of plot, not much plot twists here and there, but there was a lot of emotional drama throughout this whole movie. And each of these characters did very well in that. I didn't think there was a weak actor in this movie, because I think even the bad guys, which we're going to talk about, they were all strong. And this is the American side, right? Because we didn't even talk about the Saudi Arabia police officers. It was Colonel Ferris, which is one of the main leads there. He is excellent with the FBI guys, you know? Jeremy Piven is here. He's one of the ambassadors for the United States over there in Saudi Arabia or Afghanistan. Hope I'm saying this right.
Saudi Arabia.
Okay, yeah. Saudi Arabia. He's really good, but he's only there for like two scenes, to be honest with you, two or three scenes. You know, I don't want to take up much of your time, but this is a cast that's very well thought out, very well assembled for this type of movie. So I gave it a 5. And I'm saying it because Jamie Foxx was excellent, but I gave him a 5 because he worked so well with the entire cast. So I'm putting all of them in one for the ultimate Jamie Foxx package. So I'm giving it a 5.
Fair enough. Yeah, and you didn't even mention the fact that we got Oscar nominee Richard Jenkins in this movie as like the FBI director. Danny Houston as like the government guy who wants to shut him down.
Makia
you
Kelly.
Got, Kyle Chandler in one scene. He's the friend who ends up getting murdered. So it's just like every single role is extremely well cast. For me, I gave Jamie Foxx a 4. I do think he was very good. I see what your point is. If I was scoring like just the whole unit, yeah, I would also give it a 5. I agree with you 100%. But yeah, just for him, a 4. I think I like that they set him up only a little bit in the beginning, right? You know, he has a family. Yep. He got a kid. You could tell he's a good dad. He's at the school, you know, with his wife. He's a family man, but he's loyal to his friend. So he has to go do this. He feels compelled to really go do this thing and solve it and all that kind of stuff. I love that. You know, is it a little bit of, you know, like America, rah, rah, patriotism? Sure. Yes. But you know what? I live in America and I don't hate the country I live in. So I'm for it. You know what I mean? And I think that that's where the critics too, it can affect them. And we'll get to more in the story. But anyway, I gave him a 4. I thought he was very good, but I thought everyone played their role. Like Jeremy Piven, like you said, he's in, I think, exactly 2 scenes.
Yeah.
But he's such a smarmy little like weasel guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he does it so good. So good. He's like, all right, we got him in here. I love the part where he's touching the gun and the guy's like, put the gun down. And he just puts the gun right back down and keeps talking the whole time like he never even did it. And Ferris as the agent, the Saudi Arabian cop, love him. I love him in this movie. He's torn between, you know, his country. He's not American, but he wants to do the right thing. And then he really becomes friends. He becomes friends with Jamie Foxx's character and with everybody, but more so Jamie Foxx. So I really like his kind of progression. But yeah, I gave him a 4. Main villain. Now, this is another one where being this kind of movie, there are villains because this is like a terrorist movie. Yeah. But there is one main guy. I forget his name. I know you have it there. They keep talking about him. He's the guy with the 2 fingers that are blown off.
Yeah, I think it's Ali Raham, something like that.
Sure. Yeah. I'll look it up. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's weird because like it's hard to target the main villain as that guy, because I understand they're going for that guy. But honestly, in a movie like this, that it's terrorism, I think we should tackle it as a terrorist group, because it's, again, this guy is not in the whole movie. The guy is just, he's just a puppet. Like, he doesn't even build the bombs. He's the one who's like orchestrating the whole thing, like a Osama bin Laden type of dude. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's weird. I gave it a 4. But the reason why I gave it a 4 is because I put it as, if we're going to go with this guy, I gave it a 4 because of his plan. How he executed the plan in the beginning. How he...
Abu Hamza. That's his name.
Okay, there you go. Okay, there you go. So Abu Hamza, I liked it because of, like I said, the thought out master plan. Everything was strategically put together. That's the reason why I did it. With that said, I gave it a 4. I mean, there's not much because, again, most of the stuff that's happening is kind of action sequence. Yeah.
So I agree with you. I gave him a 4. Abu Hamza's a Osama bin Laden type, maybe smaller scale. You know what I mean? But one of those kind of like terrorist cell boss type characters, right? And the reason he's so dangerous is because no one knows where he is. And, you know, when you have the Americans being in a foreign country, the people in that country don't want to help them. Like, they're not going to tell him where he is. To him or to them, he's a hero figure. You know what I mean? Now, it would have been a 5 if it was one of these roles where like the guy gets a lot of screen time and is like very, you know, I could honestly say if he had like a lot of screen time, was doing some speeches, you know, or something like really rallying people, I'd probably give him a 5 because this is a very realistic movie, in my opinion. As far as the story, okay? Sure, some stuff that happens maybe not realistic. It doesn't matter. As far as the story goes, and it's told in a realistic way. So real life villains are always scarier than, you know, cartoon villains that are ridiculous trying to take over the world. You know what I mean? People like this exist. So I'm going to give him a 4 as well. I agree with you. I think he, you know, he hates Americans. And the scene at the end is kind of chilling, you know, when he's talking with the kid and the mom's like, well, what did he tell you? And he's like, we're going to kill them all. And it's like a never ending cycle. Both sides, the Americans, and they said the same exact thing. You know what I mean? So I thought that was interesting. Oh, so, but yeah, I also gave him a 4. Okay, action.
Look, I'm just going to tell you right now, the action is a 5. There's no way. The beginning sequence, if you were here, if I would have did a reaction video, you would have saw my jaw drop because the movie is what set the tone for me, dude. Like, I was like, you got to be kidding me that this is exactly how the movie started. Like, this is the way I love how they capture the movie, right? And I loved it, right? It starts off with the Americans playing softball. And you're like, and I didn't know where the hell, eating hot dogs. So you're like, where the hell are they? You know? But then I saw that they were announced. Oh, okay. Then you saw them on the roof. And I'm like, something seems kind of off, right? Then all of a sudden, chaos happened. And I loved it. I said, I'm not saying them dying. I loved it. But
sure. No,
I mean, in terms of the action.
Well executed.
Up, it was a very well thought out action sequence. You got the suicide bomber. You're like, oh, when he was telling them to come near him, it's okay. And then he went, boom. I said, you got to be kidding me. But that wasn't where I went. Sacre bleu. When I went Sacre bleu, freaking when his friend got up and they started to secure the area and then the atomic big bomb went off and his friend died. And I went, my jaw dropped. I went, you gotta be. I was like, he killed the FBI agent. I was like, this is the way you gotta start a movie. Now, throughout the movie, you got some awesome sequences. You got some shooting when Jamie Foxx, when they went to, once they secured the area, because I think throughout the first half of the movie where it starts to go in the middle, it's more dialogue based because they're setting up the character.
They're investigating and they're investigating the bombing. So it's, you know, it's not action, but it's very interesting.
It is very interesting. Well, I'll talk about that towards the storyline. Yeah. But in the middle, that chunk is just the sauce of the meat. Like, that's where you're just enjoying. But then, oh, man, once they finish the little thing that they did, the hoo-ha-rah-rah, and they're going back. And when I saw the SUV pull back, I was like, oh, mama, I got my bib on. I said, action, baby. Here it comes. And you saw action galore. You saw cars flip. You saw bombs. They took Jason Bateman. I was like, oh, hell yeah, they're going after my man. And I loved it. I was like, this is the way you end a movie with straight pure action. That it's not rushed. Because we've seen a lot of movies that rush the ending, right? They get the bad guy, they shoot it, and you're like, oh, that sucks. This one was very well thought out to the ending. And I said, this is the sauce, the resistance, the piece of resistance of action. Yeah. So I got to say, man, for a movie that I never saw, for a movie that I never even heard of, I thought this thing, when you said it, I thought it was like a straight to the bin DVD. I was like, what the hell is this? This is to the point that I even ordered it on Amazon, my friend.
Money well spent.
It is. It is, dude. I was like, this is awesome. But anyway, with that said, I gave it a 5 because this was awesome. What you got?
Yeah, I saw this at the theater. So I knew. I was like, okay, I got to see this. So what Alex is referring to is essentially the last 30 minutes of the movie is one big action scene. So like, yeah. It's like, there's like the beginning part, like he said, with the bombing and the there's like drive-by shootings. It's kind of scary, right? That's like the scary action. Like, oh my gosh, this is, and the last part's scary action too, because like I said, Peter Berg shoots this in a very realistic style, a lot of handheld. He's like right in there. You're not getting like crane shots and Michael Bay slow. There's no slow motion. There's no, it is just like intense bullets flying at you. When they shoot rocket launchers, it looks like real life rockets are being shot at the screen. You remember last week when we reviewed Transporter, and I was like, I hate the way the rocket launcher looks. It like follows it. Like, yeah. this looks like rocket launchers being shot. And then you get everything, dude, like the shootout. You got the guys on the roof. You got the guys on the floor. It's like 4 versus 100. Yeah. I love a good 4 versus 100 battle. Jamie Foxx is awesome. Jennifer Garner, the only woman, gets the hand-to-hand fight out of everybody with the dude with the knife. When she's stabbing the dude with the knife and she stabs him in the head, it just makes you want to just like do a fist pump. Like, yes, stab that guy in the head, Jennifer, you do it. And everyone gets their time to shine, honestly, in the action. Everyone gets a moment. I give it a 5. Like I always say, you can have quantity and a lot of really good action. Or, you know what, maybe your movie's focused on other things, but when the action hits, it's so good that you got to give it a 5. Quality. This is not a buffet of action, but this is like a delicious steak of action. It's one meal, it's one dish, but it tastes good and it's a lot of fun. So, yeah, the action's a 5 for me as well. Okay, story.
Now, I'm not saying this story is perfect. Okay, so sure. I'm going to say this out right now. I don't think the storyline is perfect, but I think it's a great storyline for this type of story. It was not. Is it overly done? Yes. Again, anything that has to do with, you know, Afghanistan, the Middle East versus the United States is always going to have some bomb situation. It's going to have some type of chaotic storyline for the audience to go through. So for me, it wasn't as crazy. So it's not original, whatever. I'm not giving it a 5, but I am giving it a 4 because it was a very well thought out storyline. And that's what I loved about this movie. I was hooked from the beginning, and then throughout was no boring at all. Like for me, and trust me, I will say if it's boring, this was not a boring storyline when they was talking. You were into it when they were knocking on doors, investigating who's what. You felt for those people because their mothers died and the kids were putting her jaw was out and they put bandages to hold her jaw. I was like, I was like, that is crazy. I felt for them. I felt for all the agents losing their friends. This is why they were doing it. They went behind the government. So they knew when they come home, they're getting in trouble. I loved it. I think the storyline was very well thought out. I mean, the action sequences on its own helped this story being told. And Peter Berg, or I think that's his name, right?
Peter Berg.
Did a great job with this. I think he should do more movies like this. I mean, maybe I should watch more of his movies. If it's like this,
others. Lone Survivor. He did Lone Survivor, which is
another army movie.
You like it if you've never seen it. Yeah, it is, but it's really good.
Yeah, I will watch that. Yeah, I never seen it. So again, I think he hit it out the park with this. Again, it's not a perfect movie. I don't want people to be like, oh, it's not. I'm giving it a great. I'm giving the great tag because this is a great movie, and I will guarantee you that you will this is a rewatchable movie for anybody. There's no way that you're gonna say, I'm gonna watch this once. No. This is something that you go, you know what? And a couple of years later, you go, I'm in the mood to watch The Kingdom. So with that, I give it a 4.
I can't say it any better myself. I gave it a 4. I think it is anything post 2001, right? Anything post 9/11, there's a lot of these kind of movies. You mentioned Green Zone, Lone Survivor, another Peter Berg movie, this movie. There's a few others that I can think of, or Black Hawk Down. You know, like these Middle East war film. This is not a real war film, but it's the post 9/11 world, terrorist Middle East stuff. And sure, are there other movies that do it better? Maybe. For me, this is up there as one of my favorite ones. I think Black Hawk Down is amazing. I think this is a really great movie. So I gave the storyline a 4 too. You know, when you have bookend action scenes, like this movie has bookend action scenes, like it opens with some action and it closes with action. That middle part is very important. And like you said, it's never boring. It is perfectly paced. Like everything happens at the right time. And the reason it's not boring is because the entire movie, they are trying to solve this bombing. So there's one or two character moments, which I like with Jennifer Garner, where they're like, you know, she's a woman, so she can't do certain stuff. And they add these little things in when she's just like, this is crazy or whatever. But it's moments surrounded by story. Everything is storyline. Every single thing is like important. Every single thing they're talking about has a reason. There's no fluff. There's no filler. It all matters. And that is how you write a good script, in my opinion. So I gave it a 4 as well. Okay, overall.
All right, so here we go. I don't want people to go crazy. Again, this is my overall. Everyone's going to have a different overall. And again, overall doesn't mean that the entire... No, each score that we're giving it is our opinions on it. Me and they have different opinions. My overall, this is a 5. I'm giving this the perfect because I think it has a great storyline. The action is subpar. One of the best actions that I've seen lately. I mean, we've seen a lot of movies here when we review, but... thinking about it, we haven't seen an action movie where it begins, where it ends, that it makes sense and it tells the story while the action is happening. Like, you get emotional while you've seen the action going through. So with me, everything worked out very well. The actor, this is an ensemble of actors. You got Oscar award winners left and right. You got Jennifer Garner, which is the only girl. And then when she's in the presence of the prince, she has to wear a jacket because her boobs are so big. So you have so much, because that's what Jeremy Piven said. He goes, you got big
jugs. Can we cover these guys? Can we cover these up? Yeah.
So again, I think everything worked out very well. You got a great director, great script writers, whoever wrote the script. Kudos to you guys, because this was actually a well thrown out script. Honestly, there's nothing more I can say, because the movie for itself, since I never seen it, I'm very happy that I did, and it's going up in my action collection, because it's actually a really good freaking movie. So I highly recommend it. I gave it a 5, so it's a perfect for me. I don't know what you give it.
I give it a 4. It's a 4 for me, an 8 out of 10. I always, you know, of course, I always think in tens, and I have to translate it. 8 out of 10. A great film. That's a great film, in my opinion. 8 and higher is great. And then there's like amazing and like perfect. So it's a great film, like a 4. Great cast. Great cast. And then some of them in a movie that you would not expect. Jason Bateman in an action movie is weird on paper. You know, if you say that, hey, who do we want? Oh, Jason Bateman. But he's perfect. He's perfect for this role. And he doesn't do any action. Nope. He gets kidnapped. He gets almost murdered. He gets, you know what I mean? Like, but they need someone to do that role so they can go save him. And who better than, no one wants to see Jason Bateman die ever. No one ever wants to see it because Jason Bateman is likable. You know what I mean? So he's great. Chris Cooper, everything that guy's in, he's good. I've never seen him in a movie that he's not good in. You know what I mean? Even if the movie's not great around him, like Amazing Spider-Man 2, he's always good in the movie. Chris Cooper's great.
In Born Supremacy, was he was the bad guy?
I think he was in
Born Identity.
Yeah.
Was it Identity? Yeah. I think it was Identity.
Maybe. I can't think right now because my train is just going. But yes, he's great. Chris Cooper's great. You're fine. Jamie Foxx. I think Jamie Foxx is, oddly enough, I wouldn't say the weakest link because he's an Oscar winner, but everyone else is better than him, but he's really good in this too. So it just tells you how good everyone is. But yeah, I when you said you hadn't seen it, I wouldn't say I'm surprised because this is the whole point of this month, right? Is the movies that no one talks about. So this is a under the radar action film. So I gave it a 4. You gave it a 5. So before we do our total for this month, you know, we've added in this little question. Do you think this movie is underrated or properly rated?
No, this is an underrated movie. This movie, I'm going to be honest with you. This movie came out in 2007. If this movie was released now, I think it would have been, it would have made more money than when it was released in 2007. I don't even think there's no way you could change the script in this film. The way this movie is shot and you released it right now in 2021, maybe with some enhancements here and then color grading and Atmos sound and whatever. Sure. Perfect. I think you would have made the money back. And again, Chris Cooper was in Born Identity. I was right. 2002. Okay. So
yeah.
Yeah. So it's underrated. Yeah.
I agree. I think I've always thought it's underrated because I talk about this movie from time to time and people have not seen it. So anytime that like people don't even know what it is or they've never heard of it, I will be like, have you ever seen The Kingdom? And they think I'm talking like Kingdom of Heaven. And I'm like, not The Kingdom of Heaven, just The Kingdom. Have you? No, I don't even know what that is. I'm like, Jamie Foxx. They're like, nope, I know Jamie Foxx, but I don't know that movie. So I think it is. I think John Carter was like barely underrated. And I think this is like severely underrated. Like, I think it's really good. Darn the critics and their 51%. It is a fantastic movie. What is your total score?
My total score is a 23 out of a 25. You know, it's funny. You brought a John Connor, mm-hmm. a Carter. I keep calling him yeah. John Connor, but John Carter. I like that movie. And I'm not, I didn't hold my, I said it last week. I enjoyed that movie for what it was. So far, these two movies, I mean, yes, this movie is, to me, is way better than John Carter. But two movies that I could see myself, I mean, I'm putting the Kingdom hidden in my gems. Quarter. But John, yeah, it is a very hidden gem so far. And I like the two movies so far we had this month. So, yeah. 23 out of 25.
So we got to say shout out to the audience because they voted for these movies. And hopefully the next two continue. Now, I have seen the next. Oh, my score is a 21, by the way. 21 out of 25 for me. Almost, it's all fours and a five. So I gave nothing less than a four in this movie. Well executed. Peter Berg. Alex, you got to get on the Peter Berg train.
I'm gonna have to.
I think he's only made one like truly terrible film, and that was Mile 22. I think that's pretty awful. It has some okay action, but it's not good. But Lone Survivor, we're doing Deepwater Horizon next month, which is a Mark Wahlberg movie that he directed.
I've seen that one.
Patriot's Day, he directed. Hancock. The Rundown with The Rock and Sean William Scott. A great adventure film. And then Very Bad Things was like a dark comedy that he did. That was like one of his first movies.
So, are those all the movies you're covering?
No, I'm just saying he's done them and you should watch them.
That's a good month.
You should watch them. But if you haven't seen them, but Battleship. Now, he directed Battleship. And if you watch it knowing what he was doing, I think it's better because he was really taking the piss out of those movies. He was not making a serious attempt at Battleship. And once you know that and you watch it, you're like, this movie's pretty good. It's pretty good.
That's the Rihanna movie, it was stupid. Right?
Yeah, he's like, this is so dumb. I'm just going to go full cheese. And then it's pretty fun. So Peter Berg's great. All right. So that wraps up this one. Now, of course, next week, we continue on with our Transporter series with Transporter 3. And of course, we're continuing on with the movies, the action movies that no one talks about with another one. I don't think you've seen this one. This is a movie called Doomsday. Have you seen Doomsday?
That's the this I know directed, it's a post-apocalyptic version, right? Yeah. No.
Yeah, directed by Neil Marshall. And he did a lot of Game of Thrones episodes. He directed the Hellboy reboot of Hellboy and The Descent, the horror film The Descent. And stars Rhona Mitra from Underworld 3, one of our favorite Underworld movies. So she's the main lead actress in that movie. And Bob Hoskins from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. So
he
pops up in Doomsday as well. Yeah, so we'll see. I remember seeing it, but that's all I'll say. So that's what we got coming up next week.
Hey, that's not bad. But again, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, all you have to do is go to Levels of Geeks on YouTube. So youtube.com/levelsofgeeks. Anything Levels of Geeks, you can find us on Twitter at Levels of Geeks. Till then, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other. And geek out.